All right, we're looking at Ignatius. He was a disciple of the Apostle John, devoured by wild beasts in a circus at Rome for the testimony of the Son of God in A.D. 111. All right, it says here, Ignatius, a disciple of the Apostle John, successor of Peter and Evodius, or Eudius maybe. It puts a V, it might be a U. And Euodius was in the service of the Church of Christ at Antioch in Syria. He was a very God-fearing man and faithful and diligent in his ministrations. He was surnamed Theophorus, that is, the bearer of God, apparently because he often bore the name of God and his Savior in his mouth and led a godly life. Having learned that the Emperor Trajan, after the victories which he had achieved against the Dacians, Armenians, Assyrians, and other eastern nations, gave thanks at Antioch unto the gods and offered great sacrifices unto them, as though these victories had proceeded from them. Ignatius, as we are informed by Nicephorus, reproved the emperor for it, and this openly in the temple. That's a no-no. You don't do that to the emperor. In the temple, he reproved him openly. Let's just get some Bible in here real quick, okay? Can we? Go to Ephesians. I'm telling you, sometimes I read of these martyrs and I just feel like a worthless Christian. I don't know about you, but I'm just like, man, I'm a coward. When I read about these guys, it's just like, wow. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. He says, we're to have no fellowship with them, but what are we to do? God says we are to reprove them. That means to blame to the face. Blame them to the face. This is exactly what Ignatius did. He reproved the emperor for it, and this openly in the temple. The emperor, exceedingly enraged on this account, caused Ignatius to be apprehended, yet for fear of an uproar, because Ignatius was held in the greatest respect in Antioch, he did not have him punished there. A typical politician. Typical politician. Nothing's changed. But he committed him into the hands of 10 soldiers and sent him bound to Rome, there to have him punished. All right, it says a lot more about him. I'm skipping through some of this. When the whole multitude of the people were assembled to witness the death of Ignatius, for the report had spread throughout the whole city that a bishop had been brought from Syria who, according to the sentence of the emperor, was to fight against the wild beasts, Ignatius was brought forth and placed in the middle of the amphitheater. All right, picture for yourself. This isn't necessarily what it is, but this should give everybody a good picture of what was happening here. How many of us have seen the Colosseum in Rome? Okay, picture of it. I mean, we've seen it, so we know it's just round. It's like a stadium today. Look at UNM Stadium. I mean, that's what it is. That's where they put him, in the middle of this amphitheater. There's seats all around for people to watch, okay? That's what's going on right here. He was brought forth, placed in the middle of the amphitheater. Thereupon Ignatius, with a bold heart, thus addressed the people which stood around. O ye Romans, all you who have come to witness with your own eyes this combat, know ye that this punishment has not been laid upon me on account of any misdeed or crime. For such I have in no wise committed, but that I may come to God, for whom I long, and whom to enjoy is my insatiable desire. For I am the grain of God. I am ground by the teeth of the beast, that I may be found a pure bread of Christ, who is to me the bread of life. These words spake Ignatius when he stood in the middle of the amphitheater, and when he heard the lion's roar, which the brethren of the church, who also stood among the people, heard and testified to. As soon as he had spoken these words, two dreadful, hungry lions were led out to him from their pits, who instantly tore and devoured him, leaving him nothing, or at least very little, even of his bones, leaving almost nothing, or very little of his bones. Thus fell asleep, happy in the Lord, this faithful martyr of Jesus Christ, A.D. 111, in the 12th year of Emperor Trajan. Could you imagine being torn to shreds by two starving lions? This is what they did. They would starve them out so they could, we want to show. We want to watch this. Man, I'm telling you, our society is right there. I'm telling you, if they did that today, people would be all over that. They'd pay thousands of dollars to go watch that. You know it. Because they already pay thousands of dollars to watch people beat their faces in. That's what it is. We are a sports-crazed society. This is what happened right here. Anyway, That's what this man went through. These hungry lions just tore him to shreds. They starve him out so that they're going to get a show. That's what they would do.